Now brave Captain Gordon's come, and brought more prizes with him home. Let's drink a cup full to the brim, in a health to Captain Gordon. Because wherever he appears, he clears our coasts of privateers, makes merchant ships trade without fears throughout the Northern Ocean. Since he his commission got, he's proved a stout and valiant Scot. Let every one then drink a pot in a health to Captain Gordon, because wherever he appears, he clears our coasts of privateers, make merchant ships trade without fears throughout the Northern Ocean. Now, Albion, I say rejoice, lift up your long dejected voice, and with a brave melodious voice, in praise of Captain Gordon, who does dispel our clouds of fears, and saves our ships from privateers, who brings into our Lothian piers from the North Mill in abundance. French privateers dare not appear to put our coasts into a steer. Our meal box they dare not come near because of our brave Gordon. So that malt and meal do both abound, therefore let their healths go merrily round, and sing their praise with a joyful sound that sail with Captain Gordon. Come all who wish old Scotland well, glad tidings I shall to you tell. Of late upon our coast befell, by means of Captain Gordon, great and rich prizes are brought here, besides a second privateer, whose value plainly doth appear to be near half a million. Of sterling pounds, so that I hope were almost alike with the English fop, who did our Africannondale stop into the Southern Ocean. Let's therefore in good wine and beer drink a health both far and near, not only this but every year, to our brave Captain Gordon. Take courage then, brave Scottish men, fear not the threats of the Southern. Although you were but 1 to 10, you're able them to order. Let zeal then for your country's good add to your valor and manhood. You need not fear that England's flood dare venture on your border. The time now seems for to approach, when Scotland shall come off in coach, and those that on her do encroach be driven into confusion. Let us then no more subject be unto proud England's monarchy, nor made slaves by their tyranny in suffering their intrusion. Too long we have silent been, too many abuses have we seen, since our king did succeed their queen, and both lands made an union. Yet England still to Scotland broke in everything they undertook, designing to keep under yoke and void of their communion. Now since that heaven hath set us free, strive to maintain your liberty. and suffer no more slavery, but let's unite together with heart and hand firmly to stand in defense of this ancient land, that they may you no more command who would deceive their brother. So shall we live in joy and peace, and happy make our future race, that it may be told in each place, Scotland renews her honor, by keeping close to our ancient right, and liberty with all her might. While sun and moon do give their light, let Scotsmen show their valor.